back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today on our adventures around the region, I've come across a beautiful lady who is raising awareness for autism, doing an amazing work. Before we sort of get into that, let's get to know Cheryl Talbot. How are you going, Cheryl?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you so much for making the time for, first of all, contacting me and saying, hey, could I come and have a talk to you? And I never know what someone's going to talk about when they come and sit down with me. But just taking the time to sit and have a cuppa and get to know each other and then agreeing to do a podcast. So thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
So how long have you been in Hervey Bay for?
Just on 7 years.
Life's interesting for you. So do you want to give us a bit of a nutshell of who is Cheryl Talbot?
Oh, it's never dull.
Actually, can we talk about your tattoo?
Yep.
Yeah. So on your
the trapezia.
Trapezia on the other side of the bicep. You've got a wombat.
Yep, it's a dancing wombat.
And you tell me that you got that because you were
just a little bit intoxicated.
I love it. I love it. What on earth made you think of getting a wombat on your arm?
Well, the kids always call me Wombat because
you're cuddly.
They're short, fat and cuddly, as the grandchildren tell me.
I'd take that as a compliment. Look, when I was when my kids were babies, I'm so on the lean side. I've got all these bones sticking out all over my body. And I used to really be envious, like in a loving, nice, friendly way, but I still had envy for the daycare mums and the people I knew that had a bit of extra padding on them, because my babies loved being cuddled by them and would get concussions when they'd drop their head on my shoulder. So I really love a cuddly. I think there's a purpose for a cuddly body. So I'm sidetracking here. Yep. So what else? What else is there? That's normal for me.
Well, I have 4 beautiful daughters, absolutely gorgeous young ladies, and 1 very handsome son.
And is he the baby?
No. No, he's dead smack in the middle of the girls.
Okay. 5 children. And so how old's your youngest?
26.
Elders?
At 38.
Oh, wow. I only say oh, wow, because I feel like I put you in the poop of making you feel old. I'm sorry about that. And so you've come in because you've got the green shirt on and you're walking for autism. Can you please let everyone know what walking for autism is?
From the 29th of March to the 5th of April, I've endeavoured to walk 10,000 steps a day for 8 days to raise awareness of autism.
So that's 80,000 steps all up?
Yep.
Oh, gosh, I like when I get my maths right. Okay, so have you been practicing?
Yes, I actually took it to work with me the other night.
Yes.
And ended up doing 13,337 steps. So 10,000 a day is
easy. You're going to rock it. That's fantastic. So what's your link with autism?
I'm raising 4 of my grandchildren who are autistic.
Can you explain what autism is, or at least what it is in your life?
Yep. When I first took the children on, I was like a lot of people. You know, they're just naughty kids, just need a smack. No. After several months of testing and lots of appointments with speech therapists, occupational therapists, pediatricians, psychologists, we found that the children's brains aren't functioning the way a normal child's would. With autism, they have like tunnel vision. They can't concentrate for too long. They get anxious and really frightened very quickly. They don't like meeting new people. They hate crowds. They hate loud noises. And it makes it very, very hard for them.
And you've got 4 children in your home?
Yep.
All with, I guess, different aspects of autism?
Yep. They're all on completely different levels.
They all wouldn't be the same.
No.
Oh, gosh, and you've even got the energy to do this.
Yep.
Or this walk for autism. But, wow, your motivation is there. And how old are the children, roughly, or the age group?
9-year-old girl, 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old girl and 14-year-old girl.
Cheryl, how can we get behind you to help you? Let's get involved.
Yeah,
we can all do this.
I have a Facebook page for Walk for Autism. You can jump on that and put a donation in.
Okay. Or, and does that donation go directly to the
charity? It goes directly charity? To autism.
Yes. It would be tax deductible.
Yep, it's tax deductible as well.
Okay, so that's great before the end of the financial year to squeeze another donation in.
Yeah.
How else can we get off our bums and help you? How about we do a walk together?
That is awesome.
I'm reaching out to hold your hand, but you're not. Oh, sorry. Elbow touch. And if we all stay 1 meter apart.
Yep.
And don't breathe on each other, there's nothing saying we can't get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Yep.
Would you be up if we got a group of people to walk with you?
Oh, that would be wicked.
Okay. So Sunday the 29th of March.
Yep.
We're going to meet at the pier. We're just brainstorming this. We're going to make it happen.
Yep.
We're going to meet at the Yerangan Pier. Can we make it nice and fresh in the morning so it's like we're walking towards having our morning coffee?
Yep.
Okay. So can we meet at 7?
Yep.
7 a.m. Yerangan Pier. We're going to walk down to Enzo's down that way.
Yep.
And, we could end at the green Loch Ness Monster. That is totally relatable to the Fraser Coast.
Absolutely.
So we start at the pier and we go to the Loch Ness Monster.
Yep.
Wear a splash of green if you want to. And we're going to walk for autism. And now I can get someone to sponsor me because I'm going to walk with you.
Awesome.
Okay, let's see if we can get 50 people walking with us. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Well, not walking with us, walking with you. I'm not going to take it from you. This is yours. Okay, Chazza. So
this is for my babies.
For your babies, absolutely. Let's get out and support walking for autism. It's fantastic what you're doing. Okay, so I'm going to share everything that you've given me as far as links and that sort of thing.
Yep.
If you can make it on the day, on Sunday the 29th, to come down and walk with us, we'd love to see you there. Everyone's connected to autism in some way these days. If nothing else, just come out and be a body there to show support and come for a walk with a really nice bunch of people. If I'm walking, I'm not walking very fast, so there's no excuse. Everyone walks faster than me. And come in your mobility scooter, come in on your bike, whatever you want to do. Cheryl, you'll have a tin or something if you just want to chuck a few bucks in the tin.
Yep, I can do that.
Otherwise, get online and donate and help Cheryl spread the word. And, yeah, it's awesome what you're doing. I've said enough. Is there anything else you want to share?
Come on the day and have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
This is not a event. This is just a bunch of like-minded people getting together to walk to show support for Cheryl and the Walk for Autism. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
No worries.
Thanks for contacting me. And have a great day, and we'll see you on the 29th.
Yep. Sure will.
You're going to get there. I know you will. Da 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 da